Well, the Newcastle Jets, Nigel Burgard is one of the defenders, and he joins us now to chat some A-League and chat too about Newcastle and how the team's going. Morning, Nigel.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, not a drama. Thanks for joining us. How is it going up there at Newcastle? Obviously, it was a little bit difficult to start the season with new ownership, etc., but at least you can put all that to one side and now focus on the football and hopefully focus on getting some good results.
Yeah, definitely. Like you mentioned, in the background, there was always that pressure, not knowing how the long-term future of the club was going to pan out. And all credit to a few of the other club owners who have obviously seen for the league to survive and be strong in this country, there needs to be a team from Newcastle. So they've backed us, and obviously that's given us, I suppose, a good sense of security moving forward. So once that kind of got put to bed, it's all about on the park now. And we've had some not so favourable results, but I think the good thing is that we've been playing some good football for large patches of those matches. And I think we just need to tidy up a few areas and the results will start coming.
Yeah, some of those results too. I mean, look, on paper it says you have lost the three games to start the season, but I tell you what, some of those games could have very easily been a draw.
Yeah, and could have been a draw or could have been in our favour the other way as well. I think, I think the pleasing thing, although we're not getting any results, and I understand that, is we're still creating chances. We're still creating a lot of chances each game. We do need to tidy up defensively. We've conceded too many set pieces and sloppy goals, and to be chasing teams from behind at this level is very hard and something you don't want to be doing every week. So a few things to tidy up on, but we're confident that we're in a good place. And if we can really put a solid 90 minutes together with the performance we know we can, then the results will start coming. But it's just a matter of getting to that point. And from there, it's still only early in the season, so a lot of time to regain those points.
You guys are obviously under somewhat COVID restrictions as well, and the fans as well. But what's it like playing in Newcastle, Nigel, and the supporters there? Are they just passionate?
Yeah, they always have been. It's we're very fortunate up here. There's a very loyal supporter base, and the football community up here is great. They've kind of rode the wave as well with ownership and the likes over the course of the A-League and probably even earlier back in the old NSL. So for everything that they've gone through, for them to still turn up in numbers week in, week out and support the players is testament to them. So, yeah, obviously different times at the moment with COVID and travel and interstate travel and things like that's quite difficult at the moment. But we're just kind of taking it as it comes. And if we get games thrown our way in quick succession, we've just got to knuckle down and try and get results off the back of that.
Is that the flexibility you have to have at the moment? Be able just to sort of, at a whim, be able to go and play or train and then be ready for it?
Yeah, that's it. And at the end of the day, some things are out of our control and you just got to knuckle down and do your job. But at the moment, we've got a very heavy schedule. We obviously played 2 days ago and we've got a game again tomorrow. So I think we've got 4 games in 12 days and jam-packed in there. And it is what it is. I think other teams have got a little bit more lenience in terms of times in between games, but at the end of the day, there's not much we can do about it. We've just got to move forward and look at how we can get some results in these next couple of games.
That's probably actually better than training, isn't it? Training's the mundane part, isn't it?
I do agree. I'd rather a game every few days, although this aging body, I'll tell you in another 10 days how
that's
I feel.
Exactly, right.
No, it's good. Like you said, you want to play games, and especially at the moment, if you're not picking up points, then you're just looking forward to that next game to set things right. So looking forward to it. Game, obviously, like I said, tomorrow night against Brisbane. And, hopefully we can get a decent turnout at home again and start with 3 points.
Yeah, the quality of the matches seems, to be... It's hard and competitive. I mean, it's always been a hard and competitive comp, hasn't it, the A-League? But it just seems like it's gone up a little bit of a click this season. There's a bit of fire in the belly with some of these teams.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a combination of a lot of due to COVID and players moving here, there and everywhere. And I think it's a combination of a lot of younger Aussie boys being given the opportunity. So they're young, they're hungry, they're fit. They're really getting stuck in because they want to take that opportunity. And also off the back of that, you've got a lot of foreigners and probably unknown foreigners to a lot of people. So they're bringing a lot of quality over as well. And it's nice to see. Obviously, I've been around the league since the start, and not that it gets stale, but you do understand most weeks who you're coming up against, the type of player you're coming up against. So this year, having such an influx of foreigners into the league and also young players up and coming, it's kind of put you back on your toes, and you really have to make sure you analyse it, because it's not the same old people you're playing each week.
Mm. How do you take on that that task of bringing the foreigners in and adding to the team? One, do they enjoy it and learning a new style? And I suppose in the reverse, you learn from them.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is a balancing act. Obviously, a lot of them are coming from Europe or South America, and it's a big cultural change for them. I don't think there's anyone that's come out here and haven't said that they love the country. But yeah, integrating into a football side, sometimes that's a bit of a challenge, whether it's rising to the expectations. Obviously, with a limited number of foreigners that you get in each team, there's a big expectation that essentially the foreigners are going to win the game for you and change things. So I think sometimes that pressure can build. But you got some of these boys that have come over that have played in the top leagues in Europe, and yeah, they may be towards the end of their career, but the experience and the quality that they show has to rub off on those younger players around them. So it's only going to benefit the league, I think, having the foreigners come in like we do. But it's really exciting to see some of these young Aussies that are getting a chance that otherwise may not have. And yeah, hopefully it puts especially the national team in good stead for the years to come as well.
Well, the experts are tipping you tomorrow night to defeat the Roar. The punters are tipping you. Well, why do you think you'll be beating the Brisbane Roar tomorrow night?
Oh, I think, like I mentioned before, I think we've been there or thereabouts in most games. We've had sloppy patches that we can tidy up and things that we can fix. And we've had enough chances in most games to win those games. So I think a few minor adjustments, take our chances, and hopefully we can give the home crowd something to cheer about.
Good luck, Nigel. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Too easy. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.